Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're on the Siman about Bracha Achrona, Siman Nun Aleph, called Klolim Bracha Achrona. And we're up to Sif Hey. We learned that you have to eat a kazayas for Bracha Achrona. It's a minimum shear for Bracha Achrona, unlike Bracha Rishona. Bracha Rishona is even on a kol shehu. Bracha Achrona needs a minimum shear, kazayas, maybe for a liquid it's a revius. We learned about different ways of being mitzarif, different foods into a kazayas. Sifhei ochal kachatzi zayas vishoha, and he stopped. He didn't eat ritzufas. He didn't eat it. He paused. V'chazav ochal kachatzi zayas. So im mitchilas achila harishayna, the beginning of the first and the end of the second. That's so far achila. Now the whole eating process. Or procedure, the whole eating process, lohayuzman yoyser, kiyam kadei achilas pras. So that literally it means to eat half a loaf of bread, so it's either 2 minutes or 9 minutes or something in the middle. The Igros Moshe paskins that, you know, you have to be called one achila, it has to take place in one time frame. And even if you continuously eat, Gemara says, even if you are continuously eating, let's say it's 9 minutes even. So even if you're continuously eating, what you eat after the 9 minute mark is not mitztaref with the previous 9 minutes. Even if you're continuously eating, it's not only if you pause, the Gemara says, even if you continuously are eating. Maybe if you put it all in your mouth and it takes time to chew it and it takes time to swallow it, it might not be like that. But if you're continuously eating, like potato chips, you know, you just popcorn, it has to be b'chdei achilas pras. That's the time frame in which it's mitztaref that it's called one achila. And it's called yaita kazayas. Not yaita half a kazayas. Da la 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 la. Yaita another half a kazayas. But they combine. So that's achilas pras. He says here, Moshe paskins 3 minutes. You have to eat a kazayas in a time span less than 3 minutes. Mitztarfen shtei, yeah, if you do that though, mitztarfen shtei achilas, umavorech bracha achrona. Avolim shoha yoyser ein mitztarfen. An interesting Mishnah Brura who brings on a Prima Godim that when you eat bread and you're full, then you have to bench even if you punked in the Kzayis B'chtei Achilas Pras. Like there's another Machayev there called being satiated. That's what the Prima Godim says. Shar Tzion questions this. Rav Moshe Paskin's not like that, and Paskin's not to bench if you didn't eat a Kzayis B'chtei Achilas Pras. He says, but the Meiser, you know, if you find yourself in that situation that you're full, but you didn't eat a Kedash Kedechilus Pras, you should eat a Kedash Kedechilus Pras now. You shouldn't just go bench. Really, this happens more often than we think, because people eat very little bread nowadays. So depending on what a Kazayas is, it's very possible that they didn't eat a Kazayas, but they happen to be full. But that's not even what the Mishnah Brura is talking about. I don't think the Prima Godim would say it there, because they're full from the other foods. The Godim's talking about it's full from the bread, I believe. That full from the other foods doesn't count.
When you eat bread, you usually need a Kazayas.
What?
Nowadays we don't a lot of times don't eat bread. But even if I were eating bread, we lost bread.
Fine. I bet you look at the table.
A kazayas is very
one
small.
Bite and then touch the bread.
You have a hamburger. It comes in a bun.
I know. I'm talking on Shabbos table.
Shabbos. See how many people eat the whole car.
What's the difference? During the week, it's very common that people just take a piece and then they don't need a kazayas, and that calls into question. By the way, the Alantilish Shadoyim becomes a bracha levatola. So that you have more problems than just should you bench or not. You have a problem that you've rendered your Alantilus Adoyim. I don't brach levatola, but at least suffic brach levatola, because maybe you don't have to make Alantilus Adoyim if you only eat less than a kazayas. But a kazayas is really small. If you take the kazayas book, you want to be machmer on Pesach, even crazily so, okay? know, fine. But the Kalayas book is pretty convincing that it's the small shear. All the, if you want to use Rabbi Rogan, said it's very small. And all the, you know, for what it's worth, all the archaeological evidence points to the fact that it's small, that this whole, that the whole thing is not, didn't happen. And Rav Moshe Shapiro, he held a smaller shear. He used to say if the Tzlach was serious, he would have written it in the Noida Behuda. He would have just written it in the Tzlach. But the Groh is very powerful. And the Groh held like that. And the Groh held like the Tzlach. And the Groh is like carries a lot of weight in Klal Yisrael. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens in the DRI, so you have to be machmir, like the what's called the Chazanish Shita. It's not the Chazanish Shita, it's the Tzlach Shita. You can read now, there's so much material on this. Even Slifkin wrote something. They won a fan for the Stira. It's really very fascinating. Teretz, the whole Noida Behuda Shita Tzlach is based on a Stira and do different ways of measuring a Kazayas. So they tie it and measuring it the wrong way. It's up to the thickness of the thumb, not this. And then the Stira is Meyushev. But Chaim Kanievsky also is Machmir. That also carries a lot of weight. Chazon Ish, you know, okay, he's a machmer. Archaeological evidence, l'chaim, should be good. I mean, they're finding kazesim of then. They're not talking about now. They're talking about they're finding old kazesim, preserved zesim. Okay. That's my point. But if you look at the Kazayas book, and he has in the beginning about Psochem he got from the Poiskei Hador, the Gabi Brocha Achrona, you'll see that they give a relatively small shear, much, much smaller than we would think. You know, the Kazayas book with the pictures. So. Okay. So if there's no Kzei Achilus Pras, I'll show you Yisrael and Mitztarvan, they don't combine. Uvishtiya. Afilu Shoa Pochos Miza. There, if you drank less than a Revius, Mamish, Ein Mitztarvan, unless you drank it at once.
He doesn't give a shear.
The time frame that most people would drink a Revius, the Mishnah Berurah says. The amount of time that most people would drink a Revius, maybe of the mashke that you're drinking, probably, whether it's soda or.
It's a hot drink. That could be wild.
The Mishnah Berurah brings down some that say it's also Kedei Achilus Pras. So that's important to know. Some shittos hold that drinking is also Kedei Achilus Pras. And some hold is the amount of time that it would take to drink a Revius or whatever you're drinking, what the average person drinks. Shoso maske chama, hot tea, coffee, ma'at, kivin shen eshreisu b'pamachos b'kashir, afal pisha derech shtiyosu b'kach. And you might have a meaning to say that's how you drink hot tea. So, no, mikomuko meim et starfin, b'ena b'vorech brocha achrona. You don't make a bracha achrona. Mishnah Berurah says it's a major, major machlokes, but the common minig is like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch not to make a bracha achrona. And the Mishnah Berurah says people who are medactic will always be sure to leave over a revius of cool drink, and then they knock off at one shot, and they make the bracha. All right, we'll stop here.